God don't honor wishy-washy faith. Now, let me take you to a scripture that'll confirm what I'm telling you right there, that he don't honor wishy-washy faith. Now, we're going to leave Matthew 8:13, and we're going to go to James chapter 1, verse 6 and 7. I want to show you that God does not honor wishy-washy faith. He says in verse 6, James 1, 6, let him ask in faith, how much wavering? Surely God wouldn't require you to have absolutely no wavering. Is that what he says? And if God says, let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, if you waver, you're not going to be within his perfect will, are you? So that's why we can't have no wavering. It says here, let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man or woman think that he or she shall receive anything of the Lord. So if you come to God and say, I sure do hope I get this time, God. What are you going to get?
Nothing.
According to the word, nothing. Isn't that right? But when you come to God and say, Lord, in fact, I'm going to tell you something. When we were in Germany, no, not Germany, it was Norway last year, Cheryl kept having troubles. I think it was her stomach or something. I don't remember what it was. But every day, I mean, it was over 2 weeks, and every day for about 3 days in a row, honey, you got to pray for my stomach. I got this stomach ache again. So I'd lay hands on her, and I'd pray for her again. And I think it was about the fourth time, she said, honey, I got this problem with the stomach. I just turned over there and I swatted her on the backside. I said, bam, I ain't praying for you no more, woman. Believe God. Woo! And guess what? We was over there the next week and a half. She never had a single problem with her stomach. Somebody said, you sure are an old meanie. No, I was believing God in faith. And that little demon of hell that kept running around in her stomach causing them problems, I knocked him out. Whenever she said, you got to pray for me, I just swatted her on the backside. And then I pray for you. It's done, woman, in Jesus' name. And that's about the enthusiasm I did it. What, honey? I mean, it startled her. Wow, did it startle her. Wow, she said, well, at least the pain went away. Praise God. But it didn't come back. Does God honor faith?
Yes, he does.
Yes, he honors faith. Does the devil honor faith? Yes, he does. You know, if he's there, the one that's putting this on you, doing this, when you do something great faith like that and tell that devil he's got to go, I mean, I can just see the Jesus, the brother, the King of Kings, tell that devil, did you hear what my son just said? Now you get out and leave her alone.
Amen.
And when he speaks, what happens?
He goes.
That's right. Because guess who's controlling the devil? Jesus is. That's right. All power is given to him, is it not? All power. You know, we need to have a demonstration of the Spirit's power more often, don't we? I love seeing Jesus show up and do something wonderful, don't you? I just love it. You know, and I love seeing God heal people, and I love seeing change their lives. He's an awesome God. That lady over in Norway, another time we were talking about Norway, there was a lady come up, and she had a terrible pain in her body. And I said, now then, ma'am, have you got every sin repented of? She said, well, I sure think I have. I said, okay, I'm going to pray for you. And I prayed for her, and the pain didn't go away. I said, now you go home, begin to worship and praise God. I said, now when you wake up in the morning, if the pain is worse, you didn't get the sin. And you need to ask God, God, what did I do wrong? And I said, he'll tell you. And when he tells you, you need to immediately repent. And then I said, your pain will go away. Well, the next night she come back to church. She said, Pastor, next morning I was hurting so bad I couldn't hardly believe it. And so I did. I got on my knees and I said, okay, Lord, what did I do that does not please you? And she said, immediately something come back to my attention that happened to me 13 years ago. I hadn't even thought about it in years. But she said, I thought, oh, goodness. Said, I immediately repented and said, I got healed and my pain went away and I've not had a pain all day today. Isn't God good? He's so awesome. All you got to do is repent of your sins. Now let's go from here where he says that you got to ask in faith, nothing wavering. Let's go back to Matthew 8, 16 and 17. And let's see what the king says in Matthew 8, 16 and 17. In Matthew chapter 8, verse 16, it says, when the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils or demons. And he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Now, I want you to think about this. If under the new covenant, if Jesus is going to take, if he's going to take these infirmities and he was going to bear our sicknesses, then once we repent of our sin, why do we continue to keep our sickness? Sin. And what might that sin be? Unbelief. In other words, if we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that he bore our sickness, that's part of my new covenant rights. That he bore my sin. It's already a done deal. He bore my sickness. He bore my sin. So I don't have to sin no more and I don't have to be sick no more. It's a done deal. It's written right there. He already took it. Then if I get sick, I'm sick because of a sin. And when I repent of the sin, then if I have the faith and I know who I am in Christ, all I got to do is say, Lord, you've already done it for me. It's mine. I repent of this sin. I've got this unforgiveness toward this person. I forgive them and I promise to love them from now. So by your stripes, I was healed. Now, praise God, Lord, I'm healed in the name of Jesus. It's done. And just get up and walk out. I'm healed. Somebody said, well, I don't have that kind of faith. Okay, if you don't have that kind of faith, then you need to stay and wait for me to pray for you. Because I have that kind of faith.
Amen.
I can pray for you and see God heal you. But when I pray for you in faith, you need to continue to walk in faith and love to stay healed.
Amen.
Because if you don't, the enemy will come back. He will come back. A lot of times the enemy comes back. He gets the slightest little reason to come back, he'll come back. You get into unbelief of any kind or doubt or whatever, he will come back. In fact, he'll come back and even put you to the test. After you get healed and all your pain goes away and everything else, and then you've been healed totally for 6 months or a year or whatever. Maybe it's only been 1 month, but you're healed. And then all of a sudden, one day the enemy slips up on you and puts a little pain in your side. You feel that? Yeah, I feel. What do you think that is? Oh, that must be, you know, I know that's appendicitis. You know, that may be appendicitis. You know, I might just have appendicitis. Now, all of a sudden, you're agreeing with the enemy. And by agreeing with the enemy, first thing you know, you've got appendicitis. I had a doctor tell me one time that this guy was an engineer until he went through the, started learning about the heart. And when he started learning about the heart, he changed from being an engineer to a doctor because the heart so intrigued him as an engineer. He wanted to learn all about the cardiovascular system, and when he began to study it, and he became a very well-known heart doctor, and he said, something I have noticed over the years. Everybody that comes in here that I ask him, do you think you've had a heart attack? What's wrong with you? I got this terrible pain in my chest or my arm or whatever. You think you've had a heart attack? No, I don't think I got a heart attack. I got a good heart. But there's something else right around my heart or something, but I don't think I've had a heart attack. He said, in all the people I've checked, those that said with their mouth, I don't think I've had a heart attack, I've never seen one of those persons that had really had a heart attack. Not one. But he said, every one of them, it comes in and says, Doc, I got a pain in my chest. I just know I've had a heart attack. He said, every one of them, without exception, is in some stage or heart attack. Now, what kind of power do you have with your tongue? Awesome power. That's part of your new covenant rights. I want you to go to Mark 11:23. If Jesus, he took our infirmities and bare our sickness, then we should not sin anymore and we should not be sick anymore. We should walk in obedience to his word. And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, now this is Jesus, this is the King of Kings, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. Now, a while ago he said, when you ask, you must ask in faith. How much doubting? Not any. But he shall say, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. I remember one night when Eldon called me. And he said, he actually called Cheryl. He didn't have my phone number, so he called her number. We were sitting at a little restaurant in Grapevine having a little meal after church on Sunday night. And he said, Dr. Gary Young has just called me, and he wants to know if you and Thurman will fly to Salt Lake City tomorrow and pray for him. Last Tuesday, he fell out of a tree 30 feet in the air and crushed his lower back. And he's in home in bed in excruciating pain. I said, we'll be happy to go out there and pray for him. But I said, tell him to call me on my cell phone before the night's over. So we left there and we come out to the post office about 10 o'clock at night. My cell phone rang, and it was Dr. Young. And I said, Dr. Young, are you in pain? He said, Thurman, I am in excruciating pain. I said, so your lower back is crushed? Yes. I said, God don't want you to be in pain. So I'm going to pray the prayer of faith for you right now, according to Mark 11:23. Now, what does Mark 11:23 say? What does it say? What kind of limitations did God give you and me in Mark 11:23? Now, that's awesome to think that he gave. You have no limitations? No, that couldn't be true. Oh, that's what it says. Now, here's a dangerous guy up here. He's believing the Word of God now. Well, see, I believe the Word of God, too. And that night, I spoke in the name of Jesus. And I said, Dr. Young, Jesus is going to give you a supernatural healing. Now, you don't realize how important your words are. Jesus is going to do a supernatural healing on your back. I guarantee it, because Mark 11:23 says, and I quoted that. And I hung up the phone. We drive down the road. A real long prayer, wasn't it? You know, just a few words. We drive down the road about a mile, and Cheryl looks over me. She said, well, honey, what do you think about him? And this is what came out of my mouth. No problem. He'll be healed before we get there. Does that sound like faith? What did Jesus say I could have? I mean, surely he didn't mean that. Really? If he really meant that, then why did I in the church live so far below what was rightfully mine for so many years? Unbelief.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, I Thought You Were a Man of Faith, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.